As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Welcome to the NBA Daily Ding on The Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea.
Hello and welcome to the Athletic NBA Show, the Daily Ding. I am Dave DeFore, joined by my main man, Kelly Eco, to talk about the really fun and exciting Houston Rockets. Don't forget, you can get this podcast without ads by subscribing. Go to theathletic.com/NBA show and subscribe. Kelly, these guys are fun, man. I mean, look, I know it's preseason. And I'm gonna couch everything, you know, like we've been taught to do. Are we overlooking the young Rockets? Not that they're gonna be good, but maybe they're not gonna be totally awful.
Well, it depends on what you call, you know, awful. If you're looking at their Vegas projections, it was 23 and a half games. I do think that they can clear that. If you go back to last season, you look at kind of the way those young guys lost a lot of games, it was due to inexperience, you know, costly turnovers, bad basketball. If you couple that with those guys getting better, older, wiser, you bring in, you know, some nice pieces around the edges. If you want to put them in, let's say, 15 clutch games, and last season they lost all of them, maybe this year they lose 10 of them. And if you're going off of that route, it's not crazy to think that they can win, you know, 25, 26 games.
Well, let's go back to last season because they lost a bunch of games, man. I mean, this is a young team. They're bad, and you could argue bad on purpose, but the truth is there are a lot of young guys trying to figure out how to play. And I think down the stretch, Jalen Green and Kevin Porter Jr. figured out how to play a little bit. Yeah, they still lost games, but I thought those guys as a duo were effective, but individually were also very impressive with some of the strides that they made, you know, last 15, 20 games of the year when we all stopped paying attention to the Rockets, right? I did think that, yes, it did not equate to winning games, but you can see, like, this is the building blocks for them. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, and I think going back to last season, it was all about getting things to take, you know, in the years to come. And one of those things was to see if Kevin Porter Jr. and Jalen Green could play well together. And early on, you know, those guys talked about their chemistry, their friendship, their brotherhood, but, you know, it was kind of stop and go. You go after the All-Star break, and specifically the last 10 games of the season, those guys were cooking. And they were just full of confidence. And, yeah, they were losing basketball games, but nobody expected those guys to win anyway right now. You know, this is all about getting that chemistry, understanding each other's game, and trying to see how you can grow together while also developing individually.
And speaking of growing together, I mean, this is a team that has a lot of young, high-end talent. Jalen Green, obviously, Kevin Porter Jr. We know the sort of ceiling that he's shown, right? Like, I mean, he has really popped in and, you know, is in Houston for various reasons, but things are working out there great. But, I mean, also, Alperen Şengün, the internet's favorite player, who might not be the right fit, but another talented piece that the front office has drafted. I mean, they get Jabari Smith in this year's draft. they draft Tari Eason, who might be.
Oh my God!
Listen, man, we'll see. This guy, he's on a fast track to be my favorite player in the league. He is a Swiss Army knife. But I want to talk a little bit before we get into those guys individually. I want to talk about the front office and their philosophy. I mean, is it just go for the best talent available at all times in the draft, trying to find these two-way guys? I mean, Josh Christopher, before we were recording, Josh Christopher is out there hitting 30-footers, trying to drag them back into a preseason game. They really have some talent on the team. I mean, was it just talent first? We'll figure out the fit later and try to find some diamonds in the rough, or is there more to it?
Yeah, there's more to it. When you go to their, you know, extensive scouting network and you see those guys are all basketball junkies, and every NBA team has a deep team of scouts, but the Rockets are set up in a way that those guys look for talented guys. They could be playing in Australia. They could be playing in Italy. You know, hell, they could be playing in Vegas. Like, it doesn't matter where you're playing basketball. If you have talent, they're going to be watching. And you look at guys like Jayshon Tate, guys like KJ Martin Jr., guys like Josh Christopher, you know, swinging on a guy like even Garrison Matthews, who, even though he's had a pretty bad preseason, he's still a talented shooter.
Garuba, who was awesome in Eurobasket. Garuba. I'm telling you, the Rockets are fun as hell. I'm not kidding when I was just like, I really want to talk about the Rockets because they have so much talent and it all kind of pops. Let's circle back to Jalen Green, because I think there has been a distinct difference in his aggressiveness so far in preseason. And I'm assuming this is their goal for this season, is to get him to become a number one guy, like legitimate. He's running the offense. He's getting a bucket when you need one. He's pulling up from 30 feet, you know, in transition. He's the guy that's going to be driving the offense, I'm assuming. And so far in preseason, I think he's been pretty damn good at it.
Right. So, you know, everyone knows Jalen can score. He came into the league as a respected scorer. What the Rockets wanted to do was kind of take that skill set and refine it. You know, give him some muscle. He gained 10 pounds of muscle over the offseason. Hashtag muscle watch. Everyone does that. for a kid like Jalen Green, that's pretty important. Number two, get him more comfortable in playmaking scenarios. You're seeing the Rockets kind of who want to play fast and in a hurry. They want to put him in those quick flare screens, quick double drags, and allow him to be creative and versatile. Obviously, the explosiveness is there, but now because he's a bit bigger, some of those and ones last year that or almost and ones could be and ones now. He has the ability to get past you, can score all three levels on the floor, and the Rockets want to see if this guy can be the focal point of their offense for the next 10 years. So I think right now I have him averaging 21 points a game this season, year two, which is a pretty big jump for year one. But if you go back to how he ended the year, you know, finally finding his groove in the mid-range and getting comfortable just picking his spots, now you can kind of see that this guy can be a fulcrum of an offense.
Yeah, he's taking superstar shots. And that's the difference, right? Like, he's actually stepping into those mid-rangers. I mean, and I know we can do the thing where we pretend like mid-rangers are bad, but the truth is, with a guy like Jalen Green, that's who you want taking him.
I think the one shot that stood out to me is that preseason game against Toronto. You see all those length, and he's trying to find a bucket, and he just throws one up at the end of the shot clock, and it's a three, and it's the crowd goes nuts, and everyone's like, what the hell's going on? But this kid is good. He's good. He's exciting. He's electric, and he's kind of the reason why those Rockets fans have hope now when, you know, 2020 they had nothing.
Victorinox, the makers of the original Swiss Army knife, have been a reliable companion for life's everyday challenges, mastering functionality, innovation, iconic design, and uncompromising quality with its products. The Victorinox Swiss Army knife provides you with all the things you don't think about until you need it: tweezers, a screwdriver, and even a corkscrew. With the Victorinox Swiss Army Knife, you can be prepared to master everyday life. You can find Victorinox Swiss Army Knives at Dick's Sporting Goods. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The other guy bringing hope, it's this year's first round draft pick, Jabari right. Smith, and Tari Eason too. But let's talk about Jabari Smith, because when you have a big that can stretch the floor like that, I mean, how many threes did he hit in that? In his first preseason game?
Five.
There you go. Yeah. That's a way to come out in your first action. Make a statement. I mean, I think you can say after watching that, oh, okay, I've got a pretty good sense of who Jabari is today. And we know the importance of stretching the floor. And to be able to do that as a rookie, I think that this is going to help him develop his face-up game. Because as the defense starts to respect him more and more and step out, he's got the ability to put the ball on the floor and get to the hoop. And that, with Jalen Green, could be something special right away.
Yeah, so I think the first thing you'll see about Jabari is that he makes the game easier for Kevin and Jalen, because he opens up those driving lanes for those guards to go. Because he can space the floor so adequately, you can't just sag off him. This is a different kind of animal to Christian Wood. Now, Christian Wood was a great shooter, but Jabari doesn't require the ball as much, which is good news for those two backcourt guys. And defensively at 6'10", if you can guard 1 through 5 for a team that finished 30th in defensive rating, this is kind of where you tip your hat on and try and build the blocks for years to come. Now, the one thing I want to see, summer league, he kind of had the jitters. He talked about being anxious, the whole crowd, the hype. Because remember, for a long time, everyone thought he was going number one overall. Everyone thought he was going to be the first guy off the board. He didn't. So he kind of has that chip on his shoulder going three to Houston. But he's coming with the dog mentality. He's not afraid to speak up. He talks a lot of trash. And as you can see, his game kind of backs it up. So if he can continue to develop, under John Lucas, Steven Silas, the coaching staff, I think the Rockets have a really good piece, a really good 3-and-D piece that can potentially, add some face up, like you said, and become more confident in his own offensive game.
All right, now let's talk about Tari Eason.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Okay. This might be as excited as I am for, as I've been for a rookie in a long time. Because, I mean, number one, he defies convention because he's a little bit older. He's 21, coming in the league, and we all know that a 21-year-old rookie is basically, is he getting Social Security? You know what I mean? We all made the jokes about Cam Johnson being able to rent a car his rookie year, and hey, Cam Johnson's pretty good, right? A more seasoned player can sometimes step in and just do adult things that rookies normally can't, and I think Tari Eason, one of those guys, he's walking in a plus offensive rebounder. He grabbed another 5 offensive rebounds in the preseason game tonight. He is coming in as a defender.
Right.
What's his ceiling?
So, funny thing about Tari, the first time I met him in Chicago, and this was before I had any intel on anything, I just talked to him, at the podium. He sounded so confident and sure of himself. And every answer he gave me was, yeah, I'm that guy, and I'm going to show you why I'm that guy. So after I texted a Rockets guy and asked him, who were some of the guys that stood out to you from day one? First name off the board, Tari Eason. Ask another guy, Tari Eason. I kept hearing Tari Eason. And now you're seeing him. And I call him a magnetic player because he just finds a way to the ball. They don't run any plays for him at all. None. And he's able to, whether it's crashing the glass, whether it's stealing the ball in the lane, diving for loose balls, just barreling in transition, he's good. You look up and he has 8.6 rebounds in 7 minutes. And you're like, what the hell's going on? But this kid is amazing. His energy is electric. And you talk about those culture guys that you need for a rebuild that will make everyone stand on their toes, because Tari Eason is coming into this team. Yeah, he's not going to be a starter right away, but he's going to make everybody scared. You're going to have to look over your shoulder because Tari is coming.
I don't know why the hell he isn't going to be a starter right away. I mean, the other night he had 24, 8 rebounds, 2 steals. Tonight he had 17. 12 rebounds, a block, and a steal. I mean, these sorts of guys, man, they just make your team better. Right. You know, and it's, I'm going to compare him to Zion here because you mentioned not having to run a play for him. You know the value of that? One of the reasons why Zion is so special is that he is a star player that finds buckets. He creates right. them out of nothing. Tari Eason kind of does that, right? Like, that's where that offensive rebounding instinct that he's got is, that's going to create buckets for him and for them. You know, teams get more wide open threes off offensive rebounds. This is why offensive rebounding has become a priority in the league the last few seasons. The Warriors were fantastic offense on the offensive glass. And I think that the smart teams, i.e. maybe the Houston Rockets, I do know they're a lot of their scouts and they're pretty up on their stuff, focusing on the offensive rebounds, focusing on the defense, and then guys who are coachable. And Tari Eason seems like that. I got to say, I'm sure you met his mom. His mom, dude, if my mom was tweeting about me like that while I was playing, you better believe I'm going to go find buckets 17 and 12. That she is gassing him up the whole time, but I've seen her call him out when she felt like he wasn't working hard. So I think I kind of get a sense of where this guy comes from, man. Like, I think he should start.
Well, there is a guy named Eric Gordon still on that roster who's still there. And you know, as far as he's living and breathing, I think he's going to start. But I don't know. Maybe – I don't know, man. Tari is just – he's a guy that you look at and you just smile because you understand he's going to give you 120%. There's a reason why – and even though it was kind of exaggerated, John Lucas called him a better version of Dennis Rodman, which was kind of – yeah, the minute he said that, everyone was like, whoa. And that might have been a bit egregious, but there's a reason why – a guy like John Lucas is saying that because this kid just brings it and he has that attitude. The most important thing about a rebuild is guys that want to get better because you can get so many talented guys over their years, but if they don't want to get better and if they just rely on their laurels, they're not going to develop and become actual quality basketball players. Tari Eason wants to be a quality basketball player. He's humble and he's gifted. So I think for that kid, the sky's the limit.
So bet the over on the Rockets this year.
I think so. You know what's crazy? I think last year's line was 25.5. And I bet over and they'll finish woefully under. But I think and then this year they moved the line back to 23.5. And I think I could see them hitting 25, 26. Like it's not crazy.
If they don't, it's not for lack of talent. It's going for sure. to be guys figuring it out. And I think sure. the team that we watched the first month of this season will be drastically different than the team we watched the last month of the season, similar to last year. And remember the learning curve on this stuff. Jalen Green's second year experience is going to be extremely experimental. We can already see it. I mean, like you mentioned, the late shot clock, just throwing it up there. Love how he's attacking the basket. Kelly, love how you're attacking the Houston Rockets. Thank you so much for joining me on the Tari Eason Show. The Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. For Kelly Eco, I'm Dave DeFore. Thanks for listening. Catch you guys later on this week.